We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Thanks for listening to Dusty and Cam podcast, brought to you on the fan by your local Les Schwab Tire Center. Doing the right thing since 1952.
This is Dusty and Cam in the morning.
Man, those two really hate each other. That feud's like Biggie Tupac level. Maybe even Morgan Freeman, Shailene Woodley level.
With Dusty Hera.
I'm not hygienic. I don't wipe properly. I lack style.
And the man who accepted impermissible teriyaki benefits as a college All-American, Cam Cleland.
Why does anybody in the world ever eat anything but breakfast food?
People are idiots, Ron.
Dusty and Cam in the morning on 1080 The Fan.
Hour number two here, Dusty and Cam in the morning. It's a big week in the sports world. You got the NBA playoffs, NHL, Stanley Cup playoffs going on. And then the NFL draft is coming up this Thursday. And the fans got you covered with the NFL draft party out at Kingpin's in Beaverton. Primetime with Isaac and Suka broadcast live starting at 3 o'clock with our draft party at 5. Qualifying GMs has been ongoing through primetime. But come out and party with us, because if we have GMs that don't show up, we'll just recruit people at the party and say, hey, you want to do this? And there's usually a couple that, for whatever reason, emergency, can't show up every year. So come on out to Kingpin's.
32 GMs, man. There's always a space open, maybe. You never know.
No, yeah. Come on out. Let's do this. Let's get the party started. Some good text on the Better You Today text line today, 55305. We're talking about the heels of this NBA playoffs. And we were talking about James Harden and how he isn't nearly on this level, but this texture says that Harden flops is just annoying. He just likes to stir the pot. And all of these guys do, yeah. But when you watch Schroeder, Westbrook, Dudley, these guys, it takes a little bit of the heat off of James Harden in that regard of he's just trying to get a foul and at least he's consistent.
I think it's, and another one came in, what's the most hateable team or what's the most likable team? I'm going to ask, is there an agitator on the Blazers? It's got to be Enes Kanter now. Now that Yusuf is out, it's got to be Enes. No one else really has that. I mean, I would say...
Closest guy for me is Evan Turner.
Maybe it was Evan Turnover. I'm sorry. Freudian slip. Sorry.
That's brutal. Evan's had a rough go of it.
I meant Evan Turner.
Hey, he only had one turnover in 6 minutes yesterday.
I'm sorry.
He's been kind of tough.
Well, he's lost his minutes, and that's because, I mean, that's Rodney Hood has done better, and so I mean Seth Curry's better. He's a better shooter. So that's not. I mean, I don't feel bad for him. It's part of the game. Sometimes you play when you're hot. It's like baseball, man. You got to put in the hot guys. Yep. Do that.
But that is probably a hope of optimism or a sign of optimism for Blazer fans. If you're thinking about this, Evan Turner's been a non-factor in this series whatsoever, and you have a 3-1 lead.
Yeah.
You know?
You never know. If you get out of this series, end up winning it, maybe he steps up in the next one.
Matchups matter.
Right. It does.
Matchups matter. One more Blazers talk coming up this hour, as they've got a little bit of history on their side. Also some NFL draft chatter, as the draft is coming up on Thursday. We just told you about that, because the Raiders are making head scratchers again. And the Seahawks could be making a massive roster move. Right now, though, it is 7:04.
What's hot?
Spookin'.
What's hot and why is it cool?
They're cool because they're hot.
Hot and cool with Dusty and Cam. Your morning dose of positivity ripped from the headlines.
Great story. Compelling and rich.
Stanley Cup playoffs from a night ago. Do you know, unfortunately, on Saturday, your Winnipeg Jets were eliminated.
Yes.
Cam. You tried to go for the team from Canada.
I didn't. I was trying.
It's okay. You can jump on board with the Columbus Blue Jackets. We got plenty of room on our bandwagon with three Portland Winterhawks. Okay. But Bucks, San Jose Sharks, they're making a furious rally. They were on the brink of elimination, and a double overtime win against the Las Vegas Golden Knights 2-1 yesterday. Even their series at 3-3. Game 7.
The guy who scored the game winner called a shot, too. He said, we're going to force a game 7. And then with the Knights on the power play, got the shorthanded game winner in double overtime to force the game 7 in San Jose. I'm pretty juiced.
Yeah.
Front run. Get on. Excited.
Hurdle did that?
Tomas Hurdle, yeah.
That's a guy they call the Teenage Mutant Ninja Hurdle.
He came in the league when he was 19, scored 4 goals in a game, and they called him Teenage Mutant Ninja Hurdle.
If your name is Tom or Thomas, can I just go by Tomas whenever I want?
Sure, whenever.
Yeah. And his is with an SH at the end, Tomas.
Oh, Tomas.
Tomas. Oh, okay. Right. The Boston Bruins doubled up the Toronto Maple Leafs 4-2. Their series even at 3-3 as well. They'll have a Game 7 coming up. Meanwhile, we've got Game 6 tonight, Capitals Hurricanes on NBC Sports Network, and the Predators take on the Stars in Dallas on CNBC at 5:30. Dallas leading that series 3-2. Caps can't eliminate the Hurricanes. You're as cold as ice. All is quiet on the NFL front except for a minor move made, as the Buffalo Bills have signed backup running back in Jacksonville. TJ Yeldon is now heading to Buffalo for the Bills. Buffalo's always active in the offseason, and they're never very good.
Crowded backfield there, too. You got LeSean McCoy and Frank Gore, and now TJ Yeldon. How's that going to go?
They're going to run the power eye. They're going to run the triple option, the wishbone.
Well, they're not going to let Josh Allen throw it very much.
It's cold there.
Yeah.
DA's the backup still there, hanging on. Hanging on.
You do you, man. Derek Anderson, play as long as you can, dude.
Absolutely.
This is an incredible stat. We are at April 22nd, and Aaron Judge became the 13th Yankee to join the injured list for the Yanks this year. 13 of them.
And he's got, guess what the injury is? The most popular injury this year.
It's the new ACL.
It is the new. Oh. I have a theory behind it.
Okay. What is it?
Guys are swinging too hard.
By the way, he has a strained oblique.
They're swinging too hard.
Yeah. Okay. I can buy that. Be big, strong, swing from your heels. Yeah, sure.
The oblique injury. I mean, everybody's getting obliquey.
Even Marcus Smart got an oblique injury. You know how it's weird how injuries go on a run like that where you just start seeing it over and over and over again?
I think it has to do with how guys train, and they train differently. But for baseball guys, early, you always get a rash of early season injuries.
Right. Yankees didn't matter, though. They beat up on the hapless Kansas City Royals 7-6 to improve to over 500. They are now 11-10 on this season. Now let's go to the rest of the Major League scoreboard. All right, how about those Seattle Mariners, folks? Well, they took 3 of 4 from the Angels, but they lost yesterday 8-6.
You win series, you're going to be excellent shape going into the rest of the season.
Yeah, still in the lead in the AL West, too. They've got a one-game lead over the Houston Astros. But the AL West, man, locked, loaded, and ready to go. The Angels are the worst team in the AL West right now.
Did you know the Mariners tied the record for most home runs through 24 games? Mm-mm. And when I talk about 53 home runs.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of home runs.
That has got to be the most by quite a bit, isn't it? Yes. The Dodgers have 44 home runs in 24 games. The Mariners have 56.
Yeah.
In 25 games. They are absolutely just ripping.
Yeah, they're elevating
the
baseball and going, see y'all.
All right, rest of the Major League scoreboard from a day ago. The Cubs are terrible, but they pick up a 2-1 win over the Diamondbacks to improve to 10-10 on the year. Dodgers beat the Brewers 6-5, but
gosh dang it,
Yelich
and Bellinger.
Unreal.
No, Yelich and Bellinger right now are going yard sale on every time they are first of all, they look the same. They're very similar players, but just their ability to go bombs away right now is incredible. They're on pace for it's bonkers watching these two young men play.
Red Sox beat the Portland Rays 4-3. The Astros were down 10-1 in the sixth inning and ended up losing 11-10 to the Rangers. Rangers, pretty decent this year.
Stop it.
They are.
Stop it. Just because they beat the Astros, don't give them a pretty decent.
They're 12-8.
All right, they're not bad.
They're 12-8 right now.
Come on.
They're good. Like, they're sneaking up on everybody.
Best division in baseball.
Decent.
AL West.
Pretty decent.
Come on, AL West, best division in baseball.
Right now, yeah. Yeah.
Tell me you saw the play from the A's game yesterday.
Double play?
Unreal. Unbelievable.
I didn't see it.
Oh, my
God. Dude robs a homer and is trying to double up the guy from first, overthrows it by about 30 feet. The catcher's backing up first base.
That's why you hustle.
Picks it up, backhanded jump throw to second, nabs the guy.
I love it. Unbelievable. That's why those guys hustle.
Yeah. Okay, NBA scoreboard from a day ago. The Blazers take a 3-1 series lead over the Oklahoma City Thunder with their 111-98 win. Meanwhile, elsewhere in the playoffs, the Boston Celtics completed the sweep of the Indiana Pacers with a 110-106 win. No Marcus Smart, no problem for Boston in that series.
Gordon Hayward have a day.
Yeah, 20 points.
It's about time. I haven't seen him in 3 years.
They're going to need him if they're going to want to make a run here. They're looking pretty good. Other series going to 3-1 leads. Warriors top the Clippers 113-105. And the Raptors, after that opening loss, they've rifled off three in a row. They beat the Magic 107-85. The Magic suck right now. Two closeout games in the NBA tonight as the Bucks can sweep the Pistons and the Rockets can sweep the Jazz. The biggest, best thing this in the Jazz Rocket series is that old lady's hair. Did you see her hair?
I did see her hair. It's a bee's nest.
Whoa. I did not think they still did that.
Is that a wig? That's a wig. There's no way that's real. That's a wig.
Imagine going and
that's
sitting
from the
in
1962.
Your seat.
Dude, I think that was real.
No.
It's real. That's
I think
real.
It was.
No that's way. Real.
Imagine sitting in your seat and that sits in front of you. You're just like, okay, come on, lady.
Scott Van Pelt said, imagine that as your going out helmet.
Hey, let's take this to next level. That's all a right. Wig. No way. She's going to have to prove it.
It's something.
Cam would go up and pull that woman's hair. This frail old woman, Cam would be like, this isn't real.
Do you think people approach her and you're like, can I just touch that real quick?
Well, absolutely. Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Wild.
That's a great question.
Can I rub your head?
And if you brought any sort of flame near that thing, would it just go?
There's a lot of Aquanet. I guarantee you she has got a vat of Aquanet.
I accidentally did that to a girl in high school.
Set her on fire?
I did.
That's aggressive.
That was really dumb.
That's, yeah.
I did it in speech class.
I was jail.
It wasn't on purpose. It was.
How do you accidentally set a girl's hair on fire, Cam?
It was really bad. It was bad.
What'd you do?
She was sitting in front of us, and we had one of those small little lighters, you know, the Zippo
or
lighters.
A Bic.
It might have been a Bic. I don't know why we had a lighter.
I feel like the type of lighter is not important. Why did you light her hair on fire?
If I stick it close to her ear, it would kind of like, you know, you'd be like, oh, it's hot near my head.
Yeah.
I got it a little too close to the back of her hair. It lit her hair on fire.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God. And I slapped her hair and got it out real quick.
So you set her on fire and then hit her.
It was a very humbling,
by the way,
it was a really bad experience.
What was the fallout
You
here?
Started this story with, I accidentally set her hair on fire. It does not seem as if that was an accident.
No, he was like, trying to scare her.
I accidentally lit her hair on fire. But as I look back and I was going, put so much dang lacquer on it, right?
You know what? Karma caught up with you because
that was
Meet
the Fockers. Remember Meet the Fockers? You put too much lacquer on there.
Your hair fell out. That's karma catching up with you.
I know it's karma. I did. I feel awful. I still feel awful to this day. There's nothing like the smell of burn hair.
Do you want to give her like a public apology right now? Do you remember?
I did. Oh, I apologized. I got in big time trouble too. And it was.
I'm sorry.
It was bad.
Okay.
I was a sophomore in high school. Come on. I'm an idiot.
The Blazers have history on their side. Do they also have the best player in the playoffs right now? Dustin Cam on the Fan. The Portland Trail Blazers have a 3-1 series lead over the Oklahoma City Thunder. But my question is, do they also have the playoffs' best player right now? Is Damian Lillard playing better than anybody else in the playoffs right now?
Antetokounmpo?
Antetokounmpo's been awesome. James Harden has been unbelievable. But if you look at...
pump the brakes on Harden. Did you see his performance on Saturday?
Actually, 0 for 14.
But Dame, 0 for 15 before the first
Dame's
fell.
First halves. I mean, I get it. First game one and two, he was unbelievable.
Right.
And he's been able to close as good as anybody, but he's got good help. He's definitely in the top. I mean, he's definitely in the conversation of the best. Yeah.
Steph has been streaky at times. Klay Thompson's been getting... his effort was great yesterday. But he had to go and take a dip in the Pacific Ocean to get his.
What does that mean?
He went
he
swimming.
He floated?
He's such an interesting cat. He basically said, when things aren't going right for me, I know I have to change something. And he usually takes a cold swim every morning. And he was down in SoCal at home. And he's like, you know what? Today I'm going in the ocean. And so he just went for a swim in the ocean. And he said it got him right, mind and body. Came out, rolled out of bed, and shot 7 for 7 from the field.
There's nothing like a little recuperation from Mother Earth.
That's right.
She'll get you back on the right track.
Probably had a big, well, never mind. Kawhi Leonard also, I don't know how many people have been watching. Kawhi Leonard has been out of this world for the Toronto Raptors as well.
I haven't watched one bit of Toronto Raptors. Sorry.
Yeah, he dropped a 30. Well, no, Orlando sucks too. And these are the things that you have to take into account is if you look at it, the matchup that Dame has is a comparable one, and it's a really tough one for him. And then you also have the fact that you have kind of those same issues and matchup struggles with Harden as well. I mean, Harden's matchup isn't nearly as tough as what Damian Lillard has, and the guy's playing out of his mind and carrying his team.
The Clippers are no pushover. They don't have a star in their team. The Clippers are battling, and they don't have a star. I mean, I'm sorry, that's against Golden State. But if you're watching what Utah has a star-ish. Rudy Gobert is inept on offense, and that's kind of not a sad thing. Mm-hmm. I think the Blazers would have taken Utah to the woodshed, too. Just as the way they're playing, they've elevated their game.
And don't we forget that the Blazers rested every single person for that Sacramento game try and get the four.
And Donovan Mitchell's not there yet. He will get there, but he's just not there yet.
Yeah.
He can be that guy. He kind of has a little bit of that younger Dame look and ability, and he can take to the next level. I said this on Twitter because I mentioned that I think this series is signature career series for Damian Lillard. This is that next level jump. You want to come to the next level. We want to elevate how you make your teammates better. Every time you want to look at a great player in the history of sports, he elevates his teammates. Well, Dame is elevating everybody. And that starts with Coach Stotts, who is out-coaching Billy Donovan 10-1 right now. And that's the other thing that Kenny Smith said, too, on TNT, which I think is the best program in all of television. I've said that before. And Charles Barkley, he's the GOAT of media. But Kenny Smith said this. He goes, how many more times, and even Shaq said it, so how many more times have we got to watch what is Oklahoma City doing? Most of the time when you get in crunch time, your coach draws up a play and says, here's what we're going to do. We're going to fall back on our playbook. We're going to fall back on the things that work. I'm watching Oklahoma City. It's hero ball. It's one-on-one. You don't even look like you know what you're doing. Nobody's setting a screen. Guys are running around. Okay, nothing. Coach Stotts out coaching, and he's doing an unbelievable job.
Yeah. This text on the Better You Today text line, 55305. CJ carried him in the fourth yesterday, not Dame. But, and this goes back to what Damian Lillard has been doing carrying his team in the second and the third quarters, how much attention he's getting in those fourth quarters. I give CJ a ton of credit for this guy has been absolutely lights out for long stretches of this series, but he's making the best of those opportunities because so much attention has to be focused on Damian Lillard because they're saying, we don't want this guy to continue to kill us. His third quarters, Dame's that is, have been unbelievable in this series. And it's kind of that not just being a scorer, but being a facilitator as well. He's kicked it up a gear, and it has been kind of one of those career definers, as you said in your tweet, for Damian Lillard this playoff series.
Well, it's just an elevation. It's an elevation of coming up to. You're facing two elite stars in Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
Two bona fide superstars. And even, I think it was it Oliver Maroney, who's been on the show, friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
He mentioned
Let's
that.
Get him on again.
Oliver's awesome. What's his publication again?
Oh, he was with
Slam
Magazine.
Yeah.
And now he's with
Vertical?
Oh my gosh.
No,
it's not the Vertical.
But anyway, he mentioned, he said, CJ McCollum has to be now moving forward in the conversation, not just borderline all-star, but in that conversation.
Dime.
He's in Dime Magazine.
Dime Magazine, Yeah, he should be.
Because what did CJ say moving into this series? We've heard the naysayers. We knew that we lost. Okay? You know, everybody wanted to trade me. All right. Just prove it. It's a shut up and prove it moment.
It really is. And, you know, you mentioned the hero ball thing with the Oklahoma City Thunder. Lillard has been guilty of that in the past when it's just been him and he hasn't had anybody around him knocking down shots.
What's our sample are we using? Oklahoma, I mean, against the Pelicans last year, nobody could score.
Right. And then that's when it was kind of that hero ball that you're talking about, which I think should give a little credit to the way the Blazers are playing team defense. And the other thing is, when you have a guy that's red hot and on fire, Logo Lillard would be considered hero ball if the shots weren't falling, right? Some of those there's some pretty bad shots that are mixed in there, but you go, whoa, no. Okay, yeah, way to go, Dame. But the thing is, he picks and chooses his spots, and it doesn't become reliant on it like he has in the past. And I think that has been a huge one. And he talked about this even after the game yesterday. He struggled yesterday in the first quarter.
Of course.
But he was able to rebound.
In the first half, we had the lead. So, I wasn't making shots, but I thought our execution was pretty good when we weren't turning the ball over. Our defense was solid. So I didn't feel the need to try to get overly aggressive in that first half once I saw how the game was going. But then in the third, I felt like that was a time where we needed to kind of hit the gas. Not playing great in the first half, them making shots, forcing turnovers, and we still had the lead. And we came out the locker room saying, turn it up, get more aggressive on offense, keep trusting each other, but let's tighten up on defense. And we did that, and I was able to get rolling on the offensive end.
And Roland, he did, as Damian Lillard has been a nightmare to the Oklahoma City Thunder in the third quarters. He finished the game last night, 24 points, 8 assists, and 3 rebounds. And P1B Rod brings up a pretty decent question. Like, look, they may have the best playoff duo in the playoffs right now. Two players averaging 25 points a game and very underrated team defense as well.
And that's two, with Mo Harkless playing great defense and watching Alfred Kaminu, who played great defense too, long, couple big-time shot blocks late in the game. They just have it, and they're more athletic. Come on, they're just more athletic on the perimeter with Rodney Hood, Seth, and all those guys. Even a couple of things that Seth's done, even towards the end of the series, in the end of the season, some big-time plays.
Steals.
Just
big steals.
Active hands, very athletic. They're not slow. I mean, Myers-Leonard makes you slow. That's the only person that comes off and goes slow. And that's, again, probably why that Evan Turner is not getting the minutes. And that's good with Coach Stotts, is put your speed out there, be faster than them, be active, and it's paying off.
It has been amazing to see. We mentioned this earlier. It was Enes Kanter in game one stepping up. It was Maurice Harkless in game two. Last night, it was Alfarouq Aminu and Maurice Harkless stepping up. The role players have been massive for this Blazers team, and it has been by committee, which is something that they haven't been able to rely on in the past.
And even I wanted to give it again, and I've been critical of Zach.
Yeah.
And that's just that he got 16 minutes last night. He made a big-time three, pulled up. That's a big-time big boy shot. There was a moment where I'm like, okay, buddy, you've kind of elevated your game a little bit. And that's what you do in the playoffs. Even though you're young, even you take advantage of those few minutes that he's out there. Thought he played well.
He looked over his head in game one. Yeah. He has really settled down over the last three games in this series and is playing at a clip that, I don't know, man. We haven't seen him play this well defensively. Offensively, he still has those mind-boggling, bounce off his hand rebounds and bounce off his hand turnovers in the lane, but he has been playing consistent. You know, there is something to the fact, though, that the Blazers have a 3-1 series lead. They can close out tomorrow night, and I think Rip City kind of expects them to close out in five. It appears that San Antonio-Denver series is going to go 6-7 games.
Let's hope so.
And think of that. Like,
let's hope so.
That would be a week off for the Blazers. A full week of doing nothing.
Beat the crap out of each other.
And
please do.
Denver and San Antonio may be doing just that. And that would be interesting to see. You think Nurkic can be healthy in a week?
All right.
I'm just saying. Can you speed that up?
He's got adamantium in his legs.
Maybe.
Now.
I love his Twitter game, though, during the playoffs.
He's very good.
He's very good.
I want a picture of him on his scooter or with his leg up on the couch taking shots and now neck. Come on. I need some memes. Come on, Bosnian Beast. Let's go.
Get some photos.
Yeah,
huh?
Photoshop.
Bad boys.
That's right.
My nipples are bad boys.
Look at that.
Bad boys.
When I think about playoffs, my nipples get hurt.
And you know what we can do with those?
We've got to bifurcate those two things.
Yes, we do.
And the Blazers are doing a great job of that so far in the playoffs with 3-1 series lead. All right. The Raiders make another curious move, and the Seahawks are asking a hefty price for a rental. Here's Buck with SportsCenter. All right, the Oakland Raiders, confusing offseason continued. You have quite the range of experiences in the National Football League, Mr. Cleland, playing in your 9 years in the National Football League. Did you ever hear of or know of a team sending home all of their scouts a week before the draft, like the Oakland Raiders did? Yeah?
Yeah, a couple times. I don't think it's just that it's common, but I think that it's a trustworthy thing. So you have to listen to a couple things. Is that Mike Golic said this, but I learned this a long time ago too, but Golic mentioned it, that Gil Brandt, 1987, former Cowboys, big time, one of the most respected men in all of football history when it comes to, he was using computers in the 80s instead of writing stuff down. So he had a different level. They set a trap for a scout in 1987. They didn't trust a guy. They didn't trust one of the scouts. They felt he was leaking. So what they did is they put up a false board in the war room, and they were going to pick a certain linebacker. So what they did is they leaked that to the group that was in there. And then turns out, 2 days later, who runs a story but the Dallas News? Cowboys are taking linebacker X, whatever it was. And then they totally got it because that guy was one of the leakers. Now, when you look at that, the former regime of all these scouts were Reggie McKenzie scouts. That of now Mike Mayock and, of course, John Gruden are leading these guys. We don't know what these guys are doing. We don't know if they're out in the field and however the dysfunction was going to happen. But all these are just like scouts, are just like coaches. It's a good old boy network.
Right.
So they're all going to shift and move. Who do you trust? So Mike Mayock and John Gruden said, we're going to get rid of everybody because there's only going to be two, I think probably, I'm sorry. They'll let three people know. They'll let the owner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's fair. Certainly, right?
Right. Yeah, I think Mark Davis, he doesn't really need to know, but it's fair to let him
they'll
know.
They'll probably, you know, say, hey, Mark, we're thinking of taking that guy. Great. Sounds good.
Wasn't it last year when the Browns...
Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
The Browns wouldn't let Hugh Jackson, their own head coach, know last year?
Yeah, that's insane.
With Baker?
So, they're probably going to let themselves... The only two in the room when it comes down are going to be the ones that are the most trusted in there. Is keep your group tight. I don't need that many voices in the room. It's like being at a board at a nonprofit. God. It's like listening to everybody have their opinion. When you're ready to go and you're going to live and die with a $10 million contract like what John Gruden's doing and Mike Mayock's going to come out of the NFL network and now he's going to lead a franchise with picking, you got to hit a home run. Remember the pressure that John Gruden said to Mike Mayock already? Okay, I got you three first-round picks. You better don't screw this up.
Don't F this up.
So they're trying and they're testing and they're making sure all you guys, fine, we're sending you home. We've got all your information. That's fine. Get out of here.
Yeah.
So I think you're kind of reading into it because most of those scouts probably aren't even going to be there next year.
But it is something that you don't see because often in the NFL because of the fact that a lot of times the scouting department is hired by the general manager and the team president. Well, Mike Mayock didn't hire these guys.
Yeah.
You know, and John Gruden didn't hire. These are Reggie McKenzie's holdovers. So I think we kind of take the microscope and put it on Oakland a little bit more because of the confusing moves that they've made in years past and the fact they have so much riding on this draft. They got three first-round picks.
Yep.
Like, they have as many picks in
That's a lot of stress. You guys don't understand. No, I'm not saying you guys or anybody. It's hard enough to try to evaluate one because when you're picking in the first round, you actually probably have 8 to 10 guys that you could take in the first round. Does that sound insane? But it's really true. And once you get outside of pick 10 and on, okay, you have a list of guys that you would probably take from anywhere from first round all the way to the fourth round because it's need. It's about your need. And those types of things can shift and adjust and the changes and everything happens quickly. So if you don't have a bunch of voices in the room, it's going to cause nothing but chaos. But now multiply that by three. Having three first-round picks, what does that change for you? That puts immense pressure on don't screw it up.
Well, it's actually four picks because you select 35th overall as well. They have the 4th, 24th, 27th, and 35th picks.
That's a lot of picks, man.
Currently,
that's a lot of picks.
The Seahawks have four draft picks in the entire seven rounds.
Yeah.
The Raiders have that in the first 35 selections.
And you're not going to hit on them all. Sorry, guys. No. You'd be lucky to get one out of the four. You really will. You will feel great. You really will feel great if you get one out of four. And one better be a pass rush because guess what you ended last season with? Dead last. 13 sacks on the season. 13. You know what the next closest team was? 30. You got a problem at pass rusher because you gave away the best pass rusher. Well, arguably the best pass rusher right now, currently.
Khalil Mack. You think Khalil Mack would have mattered, huh? My God. Guy was a freak.
You're going to try.
And along those lines, though, a quarter, if you hit on a quarter of your draft picks, that's good, right? You're okay with that. And you actually, like, and you're talking home runs when you say hit on them. Like, a serviceable guy for a few years, you should expect that.
A home run means a guy that you would, when I say guy, that you would franchise at the end of his rookie deal. Mm-hmm. That's what I would consider a home run. If you get one out of four, that's great.
Yeah.
If serviceable player, guy that's a starter, good quality player, you can get two out of four. You can hit 50%.
And that's those hit rates in draft picks and what you're talking about is exactly why Seattle is shopping Frank Clark, one of those guys who was a home run, a guy they franchise tag.
Yep.
And they're sitting there saying he's a valuable piece, but they know that they need young talent. They need cheap talent because they're paying a bunch of guys. They're paying Russell Wilson. They're paying Bobby Wagner. They're paying KJ Wright. And so now the reports out of Seattle, I saw this from Brady Henderson over the weekend, and a bunch of people are piggybacking off of it. The Seahawks are reportedly asking for a first-round pick in return for Frank Clark, the guy they franchised.
It's a proven pass rusher.
It's a rental player.
Mm-hmm.
It is essentially a one-year deal at a pretty high cap number.
Yep.
But they're saying, we want a first-round pick for him. That's a pretty high asking price for a guy who's 1 year, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
is he cheaper than Khalil Mack?
This year he will be for that 1 year
rental.
He's
got three picks and four in the top 35. And who needs a pass rusher?
It could
Who's
be
not in the same division, completely different conference? I mean, all these things are lining up. I know, but I'm telling you, you got three picks and then you got four of the first 35. You're going to get a lot of offers.
And Oakland is sitting there. And even this, Oakland's sitting there with four picks in the first 35, as you said. Seattle is right now asking for a first-round pick. Would you do it for the 35th overall pick?
I would definitely give it for – I would take him on the 26th. I would definitely do that for a proven pass rusher that can get you 10-plus sacks a year and is still young enough.
I was talking about Seattle. Like, for Oakland, I could see them Oakland, giving I would up 27. Give up,
yes. No, Oakland, I would definitely give that up. That's what I was referring to.
But if you're Seattle, you're asking for a first-round, knowing how a negotiation goes. Mm-hmm. You're going to meet somewhere else. Would you be okay with giving up Frank Clark for the 35th overall pick in the second round? I mean, it obviously depends on what your draft board looks like, but
it certainly that depends seems like a on good as you get too. To as you get to 25, 26, 27, depends on who the talent is sitting there. Remember, this is a deep defensive draft.
Yeah.
A lot of great defensive linemen, but how many great pass rushers are there that you can evaluate and say this is a great pass rusher?
None of them are going to be there by 35.
They could be. You just don't know. We don't know what the board says, and we don't. Come on, if I could tell you that I know everybody, look, there's going to be how many? 237 guys, 238 guys drafted. There's going to be free agents out there that we have no idea who they are that are going to be stars in the NFL in 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the evaluation process.
Yeah.
Information collection.
This is a big draft for both the teams that we just talked about. Huge draft for Oakland because of how many high draft picks they have. And that's a huge one for Seattle because you have got to be right on your draft picks moving forward. You mentioned it. You give Russell Wilson that deal, and it then becomes on John Schneider and Pete Carroll to draft better. They got to do it this year. It starts this year for Seattle. 55305, the better you today. Text time. Time to let her rip. Case of the Mondays. What's grinding your gears? Dusty and Cam on the Fan. I'll tell you what my case of the Mondays is. My producer, Ryan Buckley, not playing the open for the case of the Mondays.
I see how it is. One day in the big chair and everything goes hell in a handbasket.
The details.
It's everyone's favorite day.
When you come in on Monday and you're not feeling real well, does anyone ever say to you, sounds like someone has a case of the Mondays?
What do you have to complain about?
Monday. No, man. No, man. I believe you get your ass kicked saying something like that, man.
A case of the Mondays, part of Dusty and Cam in the Morning.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
On 1080 The Fan. Just
another manic Monday. All right, light us up at 55305, the Better You Today text line.
Do you notice they made her in Office Space a redhead? Why they gotta do that? Put that bad mojo on the redheads. She's a redhead secretary.
Yeah, she is.
Just a moment.
Just a moment.
And it's a red stapler. You need to take my stapler. Red stapler.
Also, redhead Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yeah. He's a righteous dude.
She wouldn't let poor Milton have the cake.
Milton? Now, everybody needs to have a piece of cake.
My swing line, my stapler.
It's on fire.
All right. Anyway. 55305.
It's my case of the Monday.
Your case of the Monday is that it's a
redhead hate. Yeah. No, I think it's a ginger hate.
What's wrong?
Too much ginger hate.
Well, maybe.
Need to be more ginger love.
Okay. Hey, whoa. All right. Isn't that why you like Game of Thrones?
I do.
They got some gingies in there that
the best ginger is the wildling ginger, and I'm forgetting his name. He's a top five character for me now.
Tormund.
And
without spoiling anything, because I know you have not completed the second episode, it's a good episode for Tormund.
Good, because I love Tormund. He's great.
Here's the case of the Mondays, though. Hey, super tired today because I couldn't fall asleep because I was so jacked after the Blazers win.
Mm.
That's a good one to have. Good. Those are
so jacked.
First round probs.
Can't sleep because you're too excited.
I didn't go to bed till probably 11:30 last night.
Shoot, I can shut the brain off at any moment, but that's a long time. 11:30?
Yeah. I didn't go to bed till 11:30.
What were you thinking of? Your wife, a little private time?
What are you doing? I was thinking of Easter bunnies, three-pointers, rocking babies.
You can't let it go? You're not playing. What do you mean?
I just get it. I get energized. I get thoughts going in my brain, you know? My own worst enemy, my thoughts in my brain. Mm. And then it was a lot of, I was thinking about Russell Westbrook and how I hate the fact that he's a front runner. Like his front running fight, that really.
You're holding on to that, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. I mean, Russell Westbrook may be growing on the hierarchy of players I just despise and will not ever. Like he'll come to Portland probably at some point in his career and play here and I'll just be like, nope, can't do it. Mm. Won't do it. Never going to do it. And that's a problem.
So your case of the Mondays is also that you're sleepy?
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're not sleepy?
No, because I have no issues today. Look, it's going to be supposed to be pretty nice today outside. The Blazers won. Coming off Easter in a sugar high. I'm feeling good about myself.
This guy says on the Better You Today text lines, headed to Vegas. And went to the buddy's house, though. Watched the Blazers game on Friday. Kids gave him sick. Got him sick.
Ooh.
Those dang little Petri dishes.
Ooh,
how do you know?
That's brutal.
Kids, man. Those kids are
I'm taking it he doesn't have kids and he went to a house that has kids because
it's always what happens.
As a parent.
Sniveling little kids. They're snotty-nosed little brats.
My immune system is great. Like, I could lick a sidewalk and probably not get sick at this point because we've gotten everything in the book.
Prove it.
In the last year. I'll lick a sidewalk.
Okay, mark that down, Ryan. Mark that down because we're going to make him prove it.
It'll be the morning double shot this morning.
Licking a sidewalk.
That's content
with Dusty
right there,
Hair. That is serious digital content.
Yeah.
Did you hear that, Will?
I'm going to lick a sidewalk.
We're going to have Dusty Hair licking a sidewalk. He said it.
And then I'm going to get sick.
It'll be
the big test if I don't get sick.
Do Ryan and I get to pick the location of the sidewalk you have to lick?
No.
Why?
Yeah, you know what? I think as the sidewalk licker, he gets to choose which part of the sidewalk he licks.
Like, you're going to go and you're going to find, like, a goose turd and be like, lick that part of the sidewalk.
I wouldn't be that bad of a guy.
I would
find you a clean spot.
This text on the Better You Today text line, case of the Mondays, the world's daughter, Arya Stark, is a woman now. Oh, wait, by the way, we're going to, spoiler alert, Game of Thrones, plug your ears.
You already did it. What does that mean?
Now,
she's a woman. She is a woman.
She closed the deal.
She closed the deal with the blacksmith, didn't she?
Well, I don't know.
He's a descendant of the throne of Westeros. Am I right?
You are right.
He is. Can I say the word bastard?
Yeah. You can say bastard.
He is.
No, I say it like they do. He's a bastard.
In the literal sense, he is.
He is.
Here's my one problem with Game of
Thrones. I haven't seen that scene yet because I fell asleep about 2 minutes into it because I'm super tired. So I'm excited to go. I'm excited to watch some Game of Thrones.
The thing about Game of Thrones is I watched a full season and I still don't really know what most of their names are because some of the accents are too hard to figure out.
They're very English.
But yeah, and they're just setting the table for a lot of characters and what they are. And I don't do well with accents. I'm dumb. I am dumb American.
You know what I occasionally do with accent shows is just put on the subtitles. Like if I'm watching Peaky Blinders, I'll put on the subtitles.
That's really good. Think about that.
And then you don't use it all the time, but if you're like, wait, what was that? Then you can just look down.
Great point. Went and saw Michael Schenker last night, and they played some of their biggest hits. or they didn't play some of their biggest hits, I'm sure about three people know what I'm talking about. I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is either.
Michael Schenker.
That drives me insane. When you go watch a star or watch a musician and they don't play the hits, or they go, we're going to go back to our 1972 album, cuts 8 through 12.
No,
and you're going,
I know.
I don't want to hear you. This isn't an unplugged version of what your mom wants to hear.
Or you go and
play
see
your damn hits.
You go and see like Wham, and they're like, no, still from our new album. No, nobody cares. Give me the oldies.
Well, George Michael's dead.
I know. I just threw out a band, Cam.
Oh. I don't know if that's a band. That's a group.
Okay, fine. A group, Cam. Michael Schenker is a German rock guitarist who played in UFO and led the Michael Schenker group. Oh. He was an early member of the Scorpions.
he was a member of the Scorpions?
Early member. They kicked him out pretty quickly. So that's who that
Gendry
is.
Gendry and the bastard son of Robert Baratheon. That was the text that gave that. We cleaned that up. You just got, P1 Ricky got salty at you because you didn't announce spoiler alert and didn't get a chance everybody hit the mute button. You went whatever. Story, then you said spoiler alert. Remember when I got in trouble for doing that two years ago?
Yeah.
You were not here.
You weren't here.
No. I let a Game of Thrones come out.
You went a big one.
And I let a big one come out, and I didn't go proper amount of pause time. I went like this, spoiler alert, blah, blah, blah. I didn't give the pause time. Boy, there's some salt. Mm-hmm. People were throwing salt out their windows.
Yeah,
They were licking salt licks with the horses out in the yard. They were mad.
This show has taken on a brand new level, though.
Well, and honestly, that's my case of the Mondays, because I think I'm going to be dealing with this every week. I hopped on Twitter to start just sourcing some of our content for the show today, which we do every evening.
Everybody.
And you can't go to Twitter or anywhere you're going to source information without seeing it. It's an ultimate first world problem. But like, even what am I going to mute every name of all 50 characters? Because somebody could just say something about Arya and it doesn't say Game of Thrones, but I find out what the spoiler is. So I knew about that beforehand, and I'm like, this is going to be the type of deal where I'm going to have to watch it every night on Sunday. Kim isn't caught up, so I have to wait for her to go to bed. Then I have to watch. Then I can get the
You know, I'm at this point where I don't really care. I don't really care.
Oh,
and
I
unless
care.
It's live sports, and if it's and it's our job, and you didn't watch it on the when it dropped and when it's there, it's on you. It's on us. Yeah. I can't be. What are you going to upset about? Spoiler alert, don't tell me. Well, watch it on time.
Damn.
You didn't go to the movie theater? I'm going to tell you everything that happened. I'm going to tell you the end.
Did you know the Titanic sinks?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Wait
Whoa.
A minute.
Whoa. Dude. Spoilers, man.
Sorry.
Spoilers. All right, rapid fire. Another Monday, another employee
calling
in sick.
Do you know Jimmy Chitwood made the shot?
Jeez, I'm reading the text.
Sorry.
My God.
Sorry, Jimmy Chitwood made the shot.
This one says, my case of the Mondays, it literally just happened. My tweaked my back. It hurts. Oh, well, that sucks. Getting a lot of recommendations on what I should do for before I lick the sidewalk. So tune in; it'll be on Twitter. Blazers tickets tomorrow, or the tax refund, or summer trip with the wife.
Oh God, summer trip with the wife. Summer trip with the wife, or take the wife to the Blazers tickets and go to dinner with her at the same time. Yeah. Make sure you include the wife. You're gonna get. I mean, those are.
And take her to the
those
game.
Those are big time points. Yeah, either way, you win. Just make sure she's with you.
All right, coming up next hour, we will have more on the Blazers and Thunder as the Blazers take a 3-1 series lead over OKC and can close out on Tuesday. The player you love to hate, but next, spring ball wraps up in the state of Oregon. The Ducks cap spring ball with an exclamation point, while the Beavs show a future that isn't dim any longer. Dusty and Cam on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.